My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. We travel to Ogden, Utah, and talk with Dan Coleman, the owner of Plan B Supply. Talks about his upbringing as a Mormon and how that influenced his current entrepreneur endeavor. Plus, we talk with John Nowatzky from North Dakota State University about precision agriculture and how many farmers are using drones in the field. We talk Native American issues with Chase Iron Eyes and motivational speaking with Mark J. Lindquist and Jared Bai. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Today we talk with Dan Coleman with Plan B Supply.
Okay, my name's Dan Coleman, and I'm the owner of Plan B Supply. We're based out of Ogden, Utah.
Plan B Supply. Now, talk to me a little bit about that, because first of all, explain what we're doing the interview in.
We're actually doing the interview in one of our top-notch truck, one of my favorite trucks. It's the big expando van is what we call this. I've used this with the Boy Scouts. We go camping with it all the time, but it is, in my opinion, one of the ultimate survival rigs.
It looks like an army vehicle, actually. It looks like a big, giant Humvee that's combined with like an RV.
It's actual military vehicle, and it was retired. We haven't actually done many modifications to the truck itself other than clean it up a little bit and make it a little more polished. But it was used by the military. They use it as a command center to put all of their communications and sensitive electronic equipment in.
We should point out too, there is a couple cots in here. I don't know if you guys are sleeping here for the conference or if this is a staged deal. Maybe elaborate on the cots inside of this very large army vehicle. It looks like it could host quite a few people.
Yeah, it actually will hold 16 Boy Scouts. That's been tested. And so I know that it will do that. But the cots were set up. I always bring cots with me just in case something happens. We are dealing with some pretty nice heavy-duty rigs, but we have, out of the 7 years I've been doing this, we have broken down probably 3 or 4 times in very really bad places that were, no amenities anywhere close by. So we've had some adventures, but I always bring a cot and a few belongings with me just in case we're going to be stranded somewhere for a few hours or days.
Are you in the outdoor industry? Is that where you came from? I guess what industry are you in? It seems Plan B, it would be like almost like a survivalist or an outdoorsy type of an industry.
I'm a Mormon, and just if you know Mormons, like they are prep people. I mean, I was just raised that way, but I had a great interest in just the preparedness, survival side of stuff from an early age. And so I actually got my first truck. It wasn't one of these that we're in right now, but similar, like a cargo style truck, just because it fit all of the you know, the bullet list that I had for what vehicle I needed to survive the different, you know, the scenarios that I had. Some guys would approach me and say, you need to get a bomb shelter and do all this stuff. And I'm more the type that I like to just be mobile. If something happens really bad in my area, I don't want to be stuck there with my bomb shelter. I want to be able to get in my truck that has the capability of taking everything I want anywhere I go. So I live in Utah and we have the Wasatch Front. And it's way overdue for a major earthquake. And if that earthquake happens, I'm going to be driving off the freeway where everybody else is gridlocked. I'm going to drive over the fence and the little barriers that they divide the freeways, and I'm going to drive through the drainage canal, and I'm going to get wherever I need to go. And no one else can really follow me because their vehicles aren't that capable. So that's where I come from, more of a survival. Some people call me a prepper, but I will go into a bad area and help whoever needs help. I will take supplies in. I mean, that's what I'm basically preparing for, is either get out of a bad area or go into a bad area and bring in the needed supplies, because nothing else can get in if that situation arises.
To me, you have a very unique product, a very unique industry. It would seem to me like this wouldn't be your first interview. Have you been picked up by, like, say, I don't know, Dual Survival or Bear Grylls or anything like that? Any mentions, any survivalist magazines or anything?
We did do an interview with a couple of different survival magazines. We have done a couple interviews and preps for some reality shows. I'm very particular about who I want to work with. I don't want to sell my soul to just to make some ratings for someone else. My biggest, I didn't know this at the time, but my biggest reward in selling trucks is not necessarily the truck. I mean, everybody we meet is saying, why are you selling the truck so cheap? It's not necessarily for the money. I need to make money while we're doing this, but we are meeting some incredible people. I am not a Bear Grylls. Like, you leave me out somewhere by myself for a week, when you come back to get me, just bring a casket, because I will be dead. I am not that kind of a person. I like to surround myself with other capable people that have different talents. So yeah, I can build something. So if we're stranded somewhere, I can build you a shelter out of crazy amounts of stuff. But if I lacerate my arm, I'm gonna bleed out and be gone in 20 minutes. I don't know how to sew anybody up. I need someone with medical skills to be in my group. I need someone who knows how to cook. I don't know how to cook, okay? I don't wanna eat grasshoppers like Bear Grill. I want someone to cook me something decent. And I need someone to be able to go out and find food too. So that's why I am not a survival unless I have other people around me. And so my big thing with, I mean, the trucks are cool and all that, but I'm not going to be out lone rangering it. I'm going to be out surrounding myself with everybody, and I'm trying to build a huge community of survival-minded people that are okay with being with each other, that will be tolerant of everybody's, you know, different little quirks, but also add their talents and skills, because everybody has different things. And so just if everybody could kind of just get off their high horses sometimes and not be the lone ranger, it's me against the world, it's the world against, you know, catastrophic things. Let's all work together and survive some pretty bad things.
A lot of the roughnecks, roustabouts, that type of employee, I would think that this would really appeal to them. They're sleeping out in RVs. A lot of guys are sleeping in their trucks. They do make decent money. Have you entered into the oil and gas world in terms of with these trucks? You mentioned you didn't know anything about oil and gas, but is oil and gas buying these, or are employees of oil and gas buying these? I guess I'm not even sure what the price points are, but
They are. I see them every time we pass through areas that are, you know, like in Utah, we pass through Vernal and other places that are definitely, you know, areas of oil and gas and that kind of thing. But I see these kind of trucks out there, and they usually have tankers on them.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Coleman with Plan B Supply, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.